Hi, everybody, and welcome to day 12 of 40 Days in the Word devotionals. We're going to look at Psalm 119. Grab your Bible and turn to Psalm 119, verse 165. Now, I've asked Miles McPherson, my dear, dear friend in San Diego, pastor of Rock Church, to share with us today. Miles has written a number of different books, including Do Something, Make Your Life Count, and Bad to the Bone. Miles is going to lead us today through Psalm 119. Let's listen in.
How you doing, everybody? My name is Miles McPherson, senior pastor of the Rock Church down here in beautiful San Diego. I hope you're having a great day. I want to share a short devotional with you from Psalm 119, verse 165. But first, let me tell you the story. When I was a kid, our family used to go upstate New York. I grew up down right outside New York City. But most of New York State is mountains and trees, and so we used to go upstate into the mountains where my grandparents lived, and there was a stream on the property. And my father would always say right before we left the house, don't get wet. Well, my two brothers and I, we took that as go get wet. So we went down to the stream, and we used to have a contest of who can get across the stream without getting wet because there were rocks sticking out of the water. And so we'd go down there and play all day and see how long it took us to get wet. And my brother was going across the stream, and he was stepping on the rocks that were standing out of the water. And he happened to step on this big rock that at least looked to be big. But this big rock was sitting on a little rock. And as soon as he stepped on it, the rock twisted and rolled, and he fell in the water, head to toe, completely wet. Actually, it was like slow motion. And he was falling down saying, I'm going to get a whooping. And we were like, yes, you are. Brother fell in, got completely soaking wet. It was very important. If you're going to get across the stream, you have to step on solid rocks that won't move. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. When you're going to put your faith in something, it has to be secure and safe and immovable like the word of God. The Bible says that your faith should not be put in experience. It should not be put in feeling. It needs to be put in something that's factual, and there's nothing more factual than the word of God. That's why Psalm 119 is so critical. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the whole Bible. Matter of fact, Psalm 117 is the smallest, Psalm 118 is the middle chapter, and Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. It has 176 verses. There are 8 verses committed to every letter in the Hebrew language. And Psalm 119, verse 165, is in the letter shin, which means to sharpen. And what the psalmist is going to talk about in this very short 8-verse stanza is about being sure that God's word will protect you even when you are being persecuted. Now remember, if you think of Psalm 119, all these, there's 22 stanzas of 8 verses each. Each of them are on the word of God. If you look at every single one of these 22 stanzas as rocks in a stream, it's the word of God and how we need to put our faith in all these stones that are walking across the stream. And we shouldn't step on anything else other than the solid word of God's word and the solid rock of God's word. Some people believe, well, I can believe in anything, and that's good enough. You know, I want you to imagine a guy standing on a building, tall building, getting ready to jump off, talking about, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I know I can't sing, but you get the point. That brother can sing all day, but if he jumps off that building, he's going to fall to his death. Why? Because it's not a matter that you believe. It's a matter of what you believe in. And so Psalm 119 is telling us to believe in God's word, and specifically the psalmist in verse 165 is saying that he believes in God's word during persecution. He will have peace because he'll never stumble. Let me read it to you. It says in 165, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Nothing. Peace is the elimination of all stress. Peace is the elimination of all distraction. Just imagine your world is falling apart all around you and you have peace. You have no stress. You know God's going to take care of you. Why is that? Because your feet are on the word of God. Your feet are on something that's guaranteed, that God will never leave you or forsake you, that God will never lie to you, that God will never mislead you, that God would never leave you alone, unequipped, unprepared to do whatever he's called you to do, withstand whatever attacks you ever come about. And look what he says. Let me read it again. Great peace, peace. Philippians chapter 4 talks about the peace that surpasses all understanding will protect our heart and our mind. It says, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Nothing. The devil would want you to think that you losing your job would cause you to lose your faith. The devil would have you think losing your girlfriend or your boyfriend would cause you to abandon God. The devil would have you think having short of money or having a money problem would have you abandon God. Nothing, nothing will cause you to stumble as long as you're standing on the rock of God's word. My son is in the police academy. And as he was going through the police academy, you know, the first couple of weeks, they just taught him some basic stuff. And then he brought home a fake gun as part of his training. And he brought home his belt with all his tools in it, and, you know, his gun, his mace, his flashlight, and all this kind of stuff. He had boots. And then he brought home his bulletproof vest. And so I had him put it on. I was punching on it to see how tough it was. And that bulletproof vest is designed to withstand bullets. What are you going to use to protect yourself when the devil starts shooting bullets at you? God's word. Let me read this verse again to you. Great peace, confidence, steadiness. Great peace have those who love God's word, and nothing will cause them to stumble. Let me encourage you. Read God's word every day. Memorize God's word. Speak God's word. Listen to God's word. Live God's word. When the devil's shooting at you, when the world around you is falling apart, when people are persecuting you, you will not stumble and you will have great peace because you know God is always faithful. God bless you. Let me pray for you. Lord, I just want to pray for everybody listening and watching right now. I pray that your word would be the rocks under their feet. I pray they stand on it, they rely on it, they read it, they memorize it, they talk about it, they study it. I pray it will be honey to their tongue. I pray it will be a lamp to their feet. I pray the word will be fire in their bones. And Lord, I pray that even now, as people watching and listening right now are going through persecution, I pray that they would trust in what your word has to say about their enemies. I pray they would trust in what your word has to say about your faithfulness. I pray they would trust in what your word has to say about your love for them and your faithfulness to them. And I pray as a result, your great peace would protect their heart and their mind. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.